systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, March 10th, 2010. And my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny. And
thank you guys so much for being with us. Episode 321, the Wednesday night show. It's fucking hump day. Yeah. If you are watching these, / live, of course, or the Ustream app for whatever. I'm sure there's an app for everything now. So you can be checking those out there. The archive show, as always. / feedback, go ahead and type some stuff and I'll probably give it a read. Or you can always give us a call, 406-204-4687. Live, taking phone calls, always. How about that snow?
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck?
Oh,
what is
sucks.
Going on? Where's the global warming hit a herd
had? Yesterday, I didn't have to work till 5 o'clock, so I was sitting online. And then Ashley had IM'd me on Facebook. She's like, dude, have you looked outside yet? No. She's like, go take a look out your window. And I fucking look. I'm like, holy shit, dude. Like, it was nice out for the past week. And then just boom, snow.
Rhythm says, fuck global warming. Let's go snowboard. It's bullshit. Yeah. I was wearing, like, t-shirts and shit. It was, like, 50 degrees. And then yesterday I got up and I'm like, why is it white outside? God damn it. Fuck. This is bullshit.
I don't know. It's supposed to warm up again.
Bullshit. So.
If it would just, like, you know, do the solid, like, winter and then spring and then summer and not, like, oh, let's snow in June type thing. I'd be happy.
I've seen it snow in August here.
I've seen it snow in every single month of the year.
That will happen. Beer Bear says, wait for it. In 2 more years, we will be told that we are heading for the next ice age, like in the 80s. That'll be fun. We just got to, you know, keep making that money, keep pushing forward, keep sprinkling little magic fairy dust on things that are wrong and hope that they get fixed. That's how I fix problems.
Oh, yeah.
So you may have heard, I don't know, a little podcast goes by the name of Keith and the Girl here. Their book is out. I mean, we even had it up here. And it's great. This book is fucking funny, dude. It's brilliant.
Yeah, but when you went to go get it, it wasn't even out on the shelves
yet.
Yeah,
like we go up to the little Borders computers, and those things are fucking slow. So we pawned all those things. We have a pretty decent-sized botnet now at Borders. But besides the point, we see it, and it's, like, on pre-order. And I'm like, no, that's bullshit. They must have not have updated the thing yet.
Right.
So we go and ask the lady. And as she's typing it into her computer and waiting for it to load, I, like, look over to this shelf that's where all the books are before they go out to the displays.
Right.
And I saw it sitting there. I'm like, holy shit, there it is. That's it. And the picture is awesome. I think, I forget who said it. It was Amham or someone on the jamhole.com/Twitter mentioned that, like, look at the, it has all of the steps of grieving. Because the other two books that were in the line with it, one of them was, like, denial. One of them was, like, addiction, and then the last one, what do we do now? It was so funny. I didn't even notice that till someone pointed it out. But, yeah, they are in, like, the top 100. I think 114 is where they ended up being after the marathon show.
Yeah.
And that's so crazy. Like, out of all the books.
On Amazon?
All the books.
Yeah.
The Bible, Twilight, New Moon, all the books.
All that crap.
114. That's fucking really
That's
cool,
pretty
man.
Good, you guys, dude. They've got a lot of fans, so I mean,
they did a lot of work.
They've got a lot of people on their side and shit with that book. So.
Yeah, so definitely make sure you pick that up. Support them.
I'm excited to read it, dude.
The better they do, the better it is for all of us in general. All podcasters.
This little podcast community.
So definitely help support them. I'm going to try and get a couple of autographed books to give away on the show here, so hopefully that'll happen. If not, I'll sign Keith's name in my copy and we'll just give that one away. But yeah, we're going to try and get them back on the show to do a little book interview after they're done with all their radio stuff, if they're into it. So that'd be cool. But yeah, keithandthegirl.com/book. That's where you can get that. It's so funny. Like, the chapter that they put up on /book is funny. But like, dude, this, it's brilliant, man. I'm so impressed with it. I was like, it's going to be a little silly book, and it's not like, this is a proper, real fucking book, you know. Yeah. Like, this will help you. It's mind-blowing. So
I can't
definitely
wait to
props
go through it. I'm
props
gonna,
them for putting that thing out. That it's amazing. Nice.
I gotta
work,
do
guys.
Some shit tomorrow. I gotta do some laundry and shit, so while I'm doing that, I'll probably breeze through a couple chapters, check it out.
Yeah, Triptyke says, ha, you two could use the book for sure.
Yeah.
Well, if we can get them on the show, we'll ask them a little advice of our own. So.
Well, let's read the book first, and then.
Right, it's probably in there, page 85. What to do if your girlfriend's a bitch? Oh, here it is. Found it.
Thanks. Right.
So the other day, this is so sad. I go up to this place, and these people are kind of weird. Like, I don't know, just weird. Live up in the sticks, don't like people much, don't take
yeah?
too kindly to your type around here.
You, like, knock on the door, you hear, click, click.
These people were the ones that couldn't understand that I'm only giving you fulls for how many empties you have.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving you more because then you'll keep piling them up.
Right.
And they're like, no, it says we get 4 every time. It's like, no. You get however many empties you give me. I'm not going to just keep giving you 4 if you're using 2 every time, because then you're going to have a bunch.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, we're paying for them. I'm like,
you're getting them.
You're getting charged for what you use. If I only deliver 2, I'm not charging you for 4. Well, it says we get 4. You know what? Fine. How about I just leave the truck here and you can have it all? Is that okay?
Right.
Just silly. So,
well, I mean, they're still getting it, though. I mean, if they had 4 and then they use 2 and you bring them 2, they still have 4.
Right. But we want 4 more. They didn't understand. She didn't understand. Kind of a whatever. Anyway, so. Hit and hurt. So the other day I go up there and she meets me at the door and she's like, we're not getting water anymore. I can get it at the store for 49 cents a gallon. And I'm like, you can get it out of your faucet for free.
Right.
That's besides the fucking point. Do you know what you're getting at the store? It's not this shit. You're getting what probably comes out of your faucet at the store for 49 cents a gallon. It is just so funny to me that, like, before they're all like, oh, we need more and more and more because someone else was paying for it for them. It wasn't them paying for it. And now they took it a few months after this lady was done paying for their thing. She paid for a year for them.
Uh-huh.
And after that was up, we're like, you know, do you still want to get it? And they're like, yeah, this is great water. It's amazing. It's awesome. We'll keep getting it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just yesterday, she's like, I can get it for 40. And real snooty about it. Like,
of course.
I'm not setting the prices, bitch. I don't give a fuck. You
right.
know, I'll fill them up from my faucet and sell it to you. I don't care. And the whole thing is, do you want to go get it from the store yourself, or do you want it delivered to your front fucking porch, you know?
Amesby says, is she a chiropractor?
Don't say the C word on this show anymore, please. You're causing enough trouble for my life as is.
Does your boss think that it's your fault that
no,
she
not
lost
it,
this one too?
Not at all. No.
I mean,
no.
Is this causing some work problems, man? I mean,
yeah, but no. Yeah, but no. No,
yeah, but
this
no.
has nothing to do with
yeah,
that.
This has to do with,
I can pay this much and get it at the store. And it's like, well, okay, then maybe you should just do that. So, but yeah, no, the whole chiropractor thing, these people are so silly. Like, why are you so threatened that some punk-ass kid blogger wrote something about the overall state of the subluxation? Like, why are you so offended? Who gives a shit? I was passing time in a blog post and you took some offense to it. So that either says, A, you're really fucking bored, like way more bored than I am, or B, maybe I'm onto something here and you don't want it getting out, so you're gonna, you know, try and get me fired and cause problems and write letters and this and that. And, you know, go away.
Yeah.
What do you want, dude?
You said that your boss is starting to get aggravated with the whole deal.
Well, yeah, because he's causing problems for work. And it's like, if you have a problem,
it's not really your fault.
This
either.
Has nothing to do with my work. Okay,
right.
Let's separate. We have church and state separated. And then we have the jam hole and where I work. Let's go ahead and separate those while we're at it, okay?
It's going to start getting harder and harder to do that, you know.
Well, I don't know what to do. I'm not going to have to worry about what I'm writing every fucking 3 days a week because some scam artist might get offended at it, you know? It's your profession, brohound.
Yeah.
Where's the evidence? It's not on me. The body of evidence isn't on me to prove that it's fake. I've already presented my side. Now it's on you to prove that it's not.
Yeah.
And all I've seen so far is blah, 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 blah. I went to this school for this long and that. And by the way, I did a little Google search, and that little school you went to, they were suspended their accreditation for a couple of years, a few years back. So I'm sure they got it back by now, but interesting, isn't it? A couple other groups have gotten completely shut down. So that's pretty interesting,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Amesby has a good point. She says maybe you need an internet alter ego so they don't know it's you.
That's the whole point that when we started this show, that we weren't going to hide behind silly little internet monikers.
Right.
My name is Matt Lee, and his name was Braden, and this is Dana. Like, I don't, why should I have to do that? I mean, I guess because there's...
We all have the right to an opinion, and we, you know,
yeah.
If we write what we write, it's not a big deal. So we don't agree with your
and
practice,
so do they,
it's not a big
but
deal.
You cross that line when you start saying people's actual business names and writing letters to lots of other people saying...
But we don't do that.
No, I'm saying they cross the line when that happens. And honestly, just be an adult and go the fuck away. You know? Why does this bug you so much? What's the matter? And then he tries to friend me on Facebook. And I'm like, cool. So I send him a message. I'm like... Do you really want to be my friend, or are you just trying to spy on me?
I vote spy.
And he said, I forget what he said, but he said something back. He's like, I don't even remember. Something about, I'm a very easy to hate, hard to love person, and I get that feeling that you are too. I'm like, so we're best friends now? Do you want to go get a beer?
I think he's
after
trying
work?
To be nice about it and try to, like, he's being like one of those, like, hardcore Christians. He's trying to convert you with
Why?
Niceness.
I have no stake in this
hey,
at all.
It doesn't matter.
It
Christians
up,
don't need a reason to send fucking weird cards
no,
to a
they,
Jewish person.
They do,
house.
Though, because in Christianity and religions, it is their job. They have been charged by God Almighty to go out and bear witness to people. They
well,
have to do
that.
Maybe
that's the way this chiropractor feels about his practice.
Why?
I
You're not going to get me as a client.
He's just trying to change
what?
Your mind. Is
why?
All. I don't know.
What does that matter at all, ever? What? Why? Who cares?
Makes him feel bad that you're saying stuff against what he does for a living, I
then
guess.
Spend the time you're spending writing these big giant comments at thejamhole.com and do some fucking research. And show me the evidence. Don't show me, I went to school for this long and I have this equipment in my office and I do this and that. Like, I don't give a fat fuck. I don't. I know who my audience is and we're all here chilling. And because your practice happened to come into question because I needed something to fucking write about and not even you in particular, the whole thing... Why did you take such offense to it? I wasn't talking about you. I wasn't even talking about the dude who initially started this whole fuck. I wasn't talking about any of them. I was just saying in general. And you know what? Honestly, I'm the least of your worries, man. Have you seen some of the shit that's out there being written about y'all? It is not pretty. I'm just
Rhythm
saying.
Rhythm says he thinks you're hurting his business.
Why? Because all your clients read my blog and they're going to take what I say seriously? I wish. Fuck,
maybe if we
dude.
Had a bigger local following.
But still, are any of you guys currently seeing a unicorn? Fuck. Now I'm confused. Is anyone seeing one right now? And because I told you what was up, you stopped seeing them. Anybody. Amesby says, I take everything you say to heart. Besides you. So then, the other night, we're here chilling, hacking the Gibson, cracked my first WPA key, which was pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe, if you guys want to take a look at something kind of funny, I posted this on the jamhole.com/Twitter. Excuse me. Twitter.com/MattFuckU. MattPhuku. And just go ahead and read that. Looks like we have a secret admirer, we'll say. So, pretty interesting, I thought.
I thought we weren't going to talk about this unless he actually followed through.
Well, no, I just wanted to point it out and show you guys if you guys want to follow him or whatever. And I just wanted to say, the last post was, I'm going to call in and then we'll really see what's what. Then call in, pussy.
It never did. That you didn't was call in on the 7th.
You didn't call in Monday. That would have been the show you were going to. I have a theory on what happened here, okay? If you see the first few tweets, we're at like 2 in the morning Sunday, right?
Right.
Okay. So maybe he's out at the bar. He's getting drunk. He gets drunk. He gets a little angry. So he goes home after the bars close. And he types all that fucking silly shit out. And then he falls asleep. And then he wakes up and sees that there's absolutely no response to anything. And he fires off a couple more. And then that's it. Like, go back to twitter.com/MattFuckU. Find your balls. Reattach them. I believe they go underneath
obviously
your dick.
Obviously, he listens to the show.
Lift your dick up, and then that's where your balls should go. So, if you need a diagram, email info@thegemhole.com. I'll draw you up one. And then call in.
Obviously, he listens to the show. I mean, if he's like,
I don't know. It
could have
been
shit.
Anybody. It could have been anything.
And I really wonder if it is local, because it says Kalispell.
Well, yeah, we fucking...
But it also says Wanker.
His name is Wanker, which I didn't even get that for like an hour. Me and my brother were staring at him. I'm like, I don't know any cares. And he finally looks at me. He's like, Wanker. Oh! Should have had a V8. Fuck me. So, I thought that was pretty amusing, though.
Amesby says she thinks it's a chiropractor. Oh, sorry, unicorn.
Do you really think so, though? Would they risk me getting that IP that created that account and matching it up to an IP I have saved in my comment thing, because I get all the IPs when they come in, and figuring out who it was, and then printing that up and plastering it all over the front of their office? Would you really risk that? I didn't start this thing.
Maybe.
By the way, I just wrote a harmless little story about some shit that was bugging me.
Maybe
I wasn't attacking any place in particular. It was a general blanket article, and y'all took some offense to it, and
maybe
that's
they're
not my problem.
Very computer illiterate. Maybe they're not. They don't know that you can do that. I mean, come on. How many chiropractors really sit there and fuck with the computer all day? They have their secretaries
make
their
websites.
Well,
from the looks of their website, not them.
Exactly. So
then maybe you should be smart enough not to fuck with somebody that knows a little bit more about some technical shit than you do. Because it could possibly come back to bite you in the ass. And that's all I'm saying. And being subluxed won't heal a bite in the ass. So, moving on, the MPP.org Marijuana Policy Project got a new thing in my email today I wanted to mention real quick. New Hampshire took a major step forward today.
Oh, yeah?
Passing a bill to decriminalize weed in the House by an overwhelming 214-137, thanks in great part to Matt Simon, MPP grant recipient and executive director of the New Hampshire Coalition for Common Sense. Excuse me.
Jesus.
Mayor for Common Sense Marijuana Policy, having passed with equally impressive numbers, 16-2, in a committee vote earlier this year, the legislation will now move on to the Senate for consideration. Now, what I don't get
is... I was out fishing, I had some chick ask me for a bowl.
Oh, yeah?
I was like, I don't smoke pot. And she's like, really?
Everybody does.
I looked at Ashley. I was like, are we the only two people left in the valley that don't smoke pot?
You, Ashley, and my brother. The only three people in this whole valley that doesn't smoke weed.
But she was like, wow.
What's funny to me is that, okay, how many times do we need to vote on these things before it fully, fully passes. It's like it passed in this section by an overwhelming number, so now it'll go to the next step and we'll all vote again and then we'll jerk each other off and then it'll go to the next step and then guess what? We'll all vote again and then we'll jerk each other off because, you know, all the senators are gay coming out of the closet, right? And then it'll pass again and then we'll go vote on it again and it never fucking ends. Like, how much money are you wasting? It passed, then it's in.
Right.
Fuck, dude. Talk about drowning shit in paperwork. This is retarded. No shit, nothing ever gets fucking done in this country. We have to all fucking talk about it like 100 fucking times. Wait, now, are you sure? I know it passed with an overwhelming margin, but are you all sure? Oh, wait, I wasn't sure. Sorry, I'm going to change my vote to no. Okay, well, it still passes, so is everyone else sure? Actually, I voted no, and I'm going to change to yes. Oh, okay, well, carry the one. Okay, well, it still passes, so can I go ahead and bring this to the next room, and we'll all vote on it again? Like, this is so stupid. How does anything get done? Ever?
I don't know. It doesn't, dumb. If you haven't noticed.
I know, right?
So
it says it's not just New Hampshire and not just decriminalization that's making waves this year. Several other states are talking about not just decriminalizing small amounts of weed, but taxing and regulating it as well. And we all know why that is, because your states are broke as a joke and they need some sort of new income. And that's funny that something that's been so demonized for so long is going to save your fucking little state's budgets. Yep.
Like, you're welcome. Madness and shit.
That thing you told us all to stay away from, you're welcome. Good thing we didn't, huh? Good thing we figured it out for ourselves, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You fucking retards. Unbelievable. Yeah. Legislators in Washington, Tennessee, had heard of Rhode Island, Vermont, and Virginia also sponsored decriminalization bills this session. In Hawaii, a Senate bill to decriminalize an ounce of weed recently passed with an amazing 22-3 margin.
Wow, dude.
Three of you homos were like, no, I still don't think this is right. What? Really? How can that not be right still? On the tax and regulation front, we've seen a historic committee win in California where voters will get the chance to vote to tax and regulate marijuana later this year, as well as a New Hampshire House vote to study a proposed tax and regulate bill there. Rhode Island has just introduced a tax and regulate bill, and Washington State saw a bill earlier this session as well. This is a sea change of support that MPP, our allies, and you are helping to drive. Red states, blue states, one state, two states, and every color in between. I made that up. All red and blue states and all the colors in between are beginning to realize that ending marijuana prohibition is both fiscally and socially sound. Really? You're now realizing that, right? After years of people smoking weed and not raping chicks and killing people, you're like, hey, you know, I think it's safe now. Is it safe to come out of the closet? No, not for you. You stay in the closet, but we can all smoke weed now. It's cool. Okay, as long as you say it's cool, then that'll be cool. So, crazy fucking shit going on. All right, we got a What Would Jamhole Do, and got some good news stories for y'all tonight. This is number 28, thejamhole.com/forums.
28, dude? Damn, dude.
Number 28. I know. He's
good
killing
on
it.
These, yeah.
He's going to have more.
I really enjoy these. So.
I do, too. Good stuff. He's going to have more What Would Jamhole Do questions than we have episodes pretty
right?
soon. All right. Thejamhole.com/forums. You can always go there, and he posts them there, and you guys can say what you would do and discuss, and it's a good time. It's great. So, this is God with some news for one of you. I am gonna upgrade your sex life.
All right.
Again. From now on. No, didn't we do one like that? That was like, oh no, it was getting an organ transplant or something, wasn't it?
Something like that. Okay.
From now on, every time you have a full-on pounding sex session with somebody, hetero, bi, or gay sex, really, they will be cured of any illness. Will they still be gay?
Right.
Oh, right. Sorry. That's
trying to include everybody.
Right. Okay. I understand. We're equal opportunity here. Any illness and will be guaranteed at least.
It's the kid.
Where the fuck is she?
In there.
Beat that bitch's ass.
She keeps jumping on that
fuck
cabinet you have in there.
Fucking cat, man.
Anyway.
So, sorry. You will be guaranteed at least 6 months of good health and clean immune system afterwards, okay?
Only 6 months? It's not like you're totally cured?
Well, not forever. Well, no. You will be cured of any illness, and then on top of that, you'll be guaranteed at least 6 months of good health and a clean immune system after.
Okay.
Just the tip won't work. It has to be deep and long and deep and hard and deep and
All right. Okay.
Chicken. A deep pounding sex. Sounds like fun, eh? Gonna make you some money. Gonna see the world. Gonna cure some diseases. Problem is, and there always is, isn't there?
Always is.
Your uncle has contracted the bad AIDS. You know, not to be confused with the good AIDS.
Right.
These are the bad AIDS, okay? Your brother managed to get Ebola. Where the fuck did he get that? Mommy has started to suffer with Alzheimer's. Are you really gonna watch them writhe in agony and die slowly while you fuck the rest of the world to health? What would Jamhole do? And then he says, this Friday's question is a little less creepy. Sorry, bro, and mom, and uncle.
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Seeing as I don't have a penis, I really couldn't. I mean, if I did have a penis, I don't think I'd do that anyway.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say, I can't. I'm sorry.
I couldn't.
I would shoot you in the head and put you out of your misery if you want me to. I mean, I'm not going to just do it, you know, to do it, but if you ask me, but I'm not gonna fuck you until you're better. Sorry,
I can't do that.
No, definitely not my brother. Definitely
family, dude.
Not
you can't
my mother. Maybe like a cousin if she was hot.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
But other than that, and maybe a sister, but she's gotta be like a 10, like fucking smoking hot.
A sister? Ew, no.
To cure her.
I don't care.
I'm not
man.
Getting any pleasure out of this.
I wouldn't
this.
Fuck my brother.
This is a complete selfless act.
I wouldn't fuck my brother if he was on his deathbed.
I wouldn't either. But I'm saying if I had a sister and she was hot and she was sick, I'd maybe cure her. If
you're
you
disgusting.
Know what I mean. I mean, you know what I mean. Okay.
Zofu says your Montana is showing.
That's funny. Thank you. All right, moving on here. Did you all hear the news? Corey Haim is dead.
Who's Corey Haim?
Exactly. Moving on. Next story. Now, Corey anyone in the chat, what's the best way to describe who Corey Haim is? I don't even know where to start.
Burger says who?
Okay, exactly. Cobra says, finally. Amadis? Anonymous? What? I don't know what that means. Does 80s description done, Bear says. Good. Does that about sum it up?
80s kid stars?
Yeah, like, what shows was he in? Does anyone know? Corey Feldman, Mark says. And the other one, right, Corey Haim. Haim is the one that's dead now. The coke addicts, Mark says. Nolly's undead, says the Lost Boys. Okay. Now, do you know? I still have no idea.
No.
Anyway, he's dead. With the premature death of Corey Haim, well, let's be honest, his career died like 20 years ago. His body just finally caught up. So,
right.
Yet another once hot but long faded young Hollywood star, the entertainment world was again shaking its collective heads Wednesday like this. Yep, we saw that one coming. You know, you didn't know he was a crackhead. It happens. Trust me. Haim, who was living with his mother, of course, and helping her in a tough breast cancer battle. Was he fucking the cancer out of her with his magical healing cock?
I don't know.
His
you don't
plus
know.
Five.
Maybe.
His plus five
like,
cleric.
I have magical semen.
My dick's a cleric. Don't worry about it. That's horrible. if you were a child star, if you were any kind of star, and then you end up living with your mother, you probably should just kill yourself.
Right.
Because you fucked up, right? I know coke is good, and I know in the 80s that's what everyone was doing, in the 90s and now, but you know, you had a lot of money, and you bought a lot of dumb shit, probably. Should have bought yourself a second chance. Ha, come on. You know what I mean? So, long known for his struggle with prescription medications, the Lost Boys actor reportedly had been battling the flu and taking a combination of meds to deal with that. You're taking a bunch of medicine for the flu? Are you kidding me?
Dude, you know, big if pussy. You have the flu and you have a regular doctor, or even if you go to the ER, you can get, like, hardcore painkillers for the flu because your body aches.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding you, dude.
That's fucked
up. Ashley went because she got the swine flu back when it came out.
The H1N word?
Yeah, and she went to the ER because it got so bad, dude. They prescribed her fucking Percocet.
Really?
Yeah, because of her back aches
for
and
the
shit.
Pig AIDS?
Yeah,
that's
and
crazy.
Then gave her cough syrup with codeine and shit so she could knock herself out at night.
Rhythm says he should have gotten medical pot instead. I know, right? He probably would have still been alive had that been the case. So, that's too bad.
I don't know.
Another one bites the dust. Celebrity garden continue. You know what's funny, though? Like, when all these stars die, they always play those clips of, like, all of their achievements. His is gonna be, like, one thing, and it's gonna be the Lost Boys, and that one quick scene he was in from Crank, High Voltage, and that's it. It's gonna be, like, a 10-second reel. The guy making it's like, thank you.
He was in Crank, High Voltage?
For, like, a sec.
What part?
He was the bum sitting on the street. I don't know, honestly. There's a picture here of it.
Oh.
According to a producer on Haim's recent reality show, The Two Corys, co-starring once popular 80s teen heartthrob, Corey Feldman. They were best friends because they were like, hey, my name's Corey too. Retarded people enjoy little associations like that. Like,
see, it's cool when I find someone that's named Dana because there's not too many people named Dana.
You have a brother. I have a brother too. I know, right? So stupid.
You have a mom and dad? Oh.
You have skin. I have skin.
We live on Earth. Yeah.
I breathe air. Okay. Anyway, okay. You get the picture. So he is quoted as saying, I have a Michael Jackson problem, quote. Mm-hmm. It was a reference to the actor's years-long struggle with insomnia. Is it really?
I thought he was going to say, like,
was it a kid-touching reference?
Got it.
I mean, no one's going to know because he's dead and so is he, but, you know. Yeah, and that's what Nolly's, he raped kids. That was funny.
I have a Michael Jackson problem.
Quote, I know I should be more careful, but I really need a boatload of drugs just so I can get to sleep for a few hours, Haim allegedly told this source about 2 weeks ago.
Maybe don't take so many drugs and build up that huge tolerance you got
think?
There, buddy.
I know, right? Live and learn. Come on. Yeah. You're living. Don't see you learning.
No, okay. I just see you dying.
Haim and his mother, Judy, had been living at the Oakwood, a large apartment complex in the fucking ghetto. No, off the Hollywood Freeway, leading into Burbank. It is filled with short-term lease units, many of them used by child actors and their parents or guardians as the young talents attempt to break into film or TV careers. And yeah, this just kind of goes on. I just wanted to mention that he's dead, and that is that. So, moving on.
Oh, well.
This is for you, the Lexington, Kentucky hardhead hit here. Kay. Young mother. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you even ready?
I am totally ready.
The woman who gave birth to a baby in a bathroom at
Waffle House.
The Royer Correctional Facility.
Oh, even better.
In jail.
Nice.
Suffocated the child by shoving toilet paper into her mouth, then put the baby into a trash can.
Nice.
Ashley N. Cox, do you know what the fuck I mean? 20 of Corbin was visiting an inmate at the LaGrange Men's Prison when she delivered the baby in a bathroom at about 11 a.m. After placing her daughter in the trash, oh so gently, as a mother should, Cox covered the baby. Cox covered the baby. I can't even say that. Cox. Penis. Jerking up my penis. My big, big penis. Cox covered the baby with paper, the citation states. When prison personnel came into the bathroom and saw blood, Cox, quote, failed to report, quote, the baby she had, quote, delivered, end quote.
Jesus Christ.
Woo! Come on! When, instead, an ambulance was called to the prison to respond to a reported miscarriage, said the trooper. So, pretty sweet.
So, it was put as a miscarriage and not, like, her being
like, oops,
charged with murder.
I accidentally suffocated it by stuffing 5 tampons into its mouth and 2 up its nose.
They're not going to try and charge her with murder or anything?
It doesn't matter. Just put her in jail with the guy she was visiting. Who gives a shit?
No, I mean, like...
Yeah, I don't know. That's all it says.
Obviously, she didn't want it.
Obviously.
What the fuck? If you have it, I think you have the right to kill it. That's my point.
Hey, it's mine, isn't it?
Yeah,
I took you into this world. I'll take you the fuck out.
Dude, I've done that
with
my
here's
pets.
The rest of the story. Okay, that's my bad there. So... At the hospital, the cocks were examined, and it was determined she had delivered a full-term infant into the trash.
Okay.
After that, a search was conducted at the prison, and the baby's body found in the can. Cocks worked at a Corbin
Jesus.
Daycare center. I'm sorry.
Can you stop laughing every time you
no.
say that? Say Ashley.
Ashley.
Thank you.
Cocks. And worked at Corbin Daycare Center and has a 2-year-old daughter, Cox, who has also gone by the name Ashley Jones, is going through a divorce, of course. Police do not know who the infant's father is, but neither does she. He said officers investigating the case have been told by Cox, his friends and family, they did not know she was pregnant.
She just
We've
huge?
Heard this story many times, right? I didn't know. I thought I
just
had to poop.
Is she huge?
I don't know. There's no picture of her.
Sometimes skinny girls can get away with it if they wear, like, baggy shirts and shit, I guess.
Right. She is charged with murder and concealing the birth of an infant. She's being held.
That's a charge? Concealing the birth
now.
Of an infant?
It is now.
That's fucked.
How about getting knocked up when you're a dumpy whore like that? That should be illegal, right?
Is there a picture of her?
No.
Damn.
I'm just making an assumption here. But, Nolly Sundet says, just had to take a giant dilated poop.
Yeah?
That's all. Just taking a dump. You know what I mean. She's being held
gross.
At the Oldham County Jail on $2.5 million bond.
I'd rather her
Good
murder
luck with
it
that.
Than actually, like, try and raise it.
I know, right?
From the sounds of it, doesn't sound like she's a very good mother to begin with.
I mean,
so...
I understand that abortions are expensive, but come on. There's programs.
Right. I mean, you could have, like... drank yourself a shit ton of fucking booze and, like, did some pills.
I know,
and stuff.
Right?
And
like,
you'd
something.
Make yourself miscarry.
Much better than, oh, I'm at the jail for a conjugal visit. Hold on, I gotta go give birth real quick.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
Really? Cool. All right, well, moving on here. This is pretty awesome. A 3-year-old girl accidentally shot and killed herself after mistaking a handgun for a Nintendo Wii video game controller.
Nice!
Handgun Wii video game controller. Handgun Wiimote.
Yeah.
No, it's not the Wiimote. That's what... But it's a gun that you use to play that looks pretty real, honestly. Cheyenne yes. Alexis McKeon.
How old did you say?
Two. Three. Sorry, my bad. She's 3.
Wasn't
she was
it
3.
For shit. You're just picking it up because you're
Well,
a dumb
why
team.
Was there a loaded gun just chilling next
right?
to your fake Wii gun, you know?
With your infant.
All right, so check this out. She shot herself in the chest with a 380 after finding her stepfather's gun lying on a table in the living room of the family home in Noreen, Tennessee. Had heard. Police believe she mixed up the semi-automatic. Okay, check this out, right? A three-year-old.
Right.
The cops believe the three-year-old mixed up the semi-automatic handgun with the fake Nintendo gun controller. Because, you know, she's three and she knows the fucking diff.
Right.
You blow my mind.
What, Daddy, why is this one so much heavier?
It looks similar, and she had learned how to use the game or the gun from playing on the game system. Douglas Kronberger, I'm going to smoke me a big old fat Kronberger here in a minute, 32, the gun's owner, said he had forgotten Hidahurta had left the gun out after he took it from its cabinet and he went to investigate a suspected prowler on Sunday evening.
Dude, every time
so you just
I
left
done,
it.
Hey. Every time I get done shooting or going hunting or something, I walk into my house, lay my guns on the table, and unload every one of them.
I know. I like to set it right next to my three-year-old's fake gun.
Right?
And then we play a game called Russian Roulette. She's really good at it. Watch this.
Blows her brains out every time.
It's so amazing. Hit ahead, hurt.
Jesus Christ.
I'm blown away that we are as overpopulated as we are with this
now,
kind of shit.
Now, how much do you want to bet that like, the lady's still with that guy?
Oh, I'm sure. Hit ahead, hurt. It's like Atmosphere said. I'm surprised more of y'all don't get hit by cars. I saw some kid today speaking of getting hit by cars. Walking. Can we all just take a moment, and when we're crossing intersections, can you just maybe not text? Wait until you get to the other end, then do whatever. But while in route...
Were they texting while they were walking?
In
and, like,
route.
All slow looking down.
Slow as fuck. Just, can we wait a sec? I mean, you can still hold it. You can even look at it every now and then. Just don't be doing this number while you're crossing the street. It's so stupid looking. And I've been guilty of it myself, but after I saw what this
like a
D-bag,
car waiting and then you fucking just book it.
No, after I saw what this D-bag looked like doing it, I was like, oh my God, I'm never doing that again. I'm never texting in public again, ever. So, yeah, the Kronberger, he had already gone to bed, but Tina Ann Kronberger, the child's mother, was sitting only a few feet away using a computer when the accident happened, while her three-month-old brother was playing nearby. Prosecutors have made no decision on whether any charges will be filed. Like, yeah, no, we don't need to file charges on
that's
the fucking
negligence,
retard
dude.
That left the gun out. No, that's fine. My house is childproof. I have guns laying around all over the fucking place. It's fine.
That has to be at least involuntary manslaughter or
negligence,
like,
at least.
Yeah, negligence at the
murder
very least.
At the I don't know. I mean, who gives a shit? But that's
charged
fucked
with retroactive
up, you know?
Abortion.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, maybe she was a bitch. You don't know. Yeah. So it's they described it as a case as a terrible tragedy. It's not. It's it could have been easily prevented. That was his bad. All the way, you know, that
yeah.
It's not like, oops, I left my gun out right next to her gun. Unbelievable.
It should at least be unloaded when you bring it in the house.
I know, especially, I mean, if you live by yourself or if it's just me and you, it's no big thing. But dude, when you got kids running around, I don't even have kids. I don't even like kids. And I know that. It's common sense, dude.
Even if you have it loaded, like I, at my parents' place, you know, we do have a few loaded guns laying around the house. But they're in specific place, like one's by my dad's headboard,
right.
Another one's underneath the fucking cushions, another one's wherever, you know, just planted around the house.
in the thing that shoots it up into my hands when I hit a button.
Right, correct.
Like that one movie.
Right. Anyway, but they're all to the point where you have to cock it to put one in the chamber.
Cock it?
You know, like you can put...
Got it.
I hate you.
I love
like
you.
Like you can put your clip into your gun right now and you still have to cock it to load one into the chamber.
Well...
A little kid can't cock a gun.
They can, I think. At three, from playing those games? Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
But it's way harder to pull a hammer back or to pull a slide back.
But a kid's not going to be like, this feels more real than usual. Man, they're getting good at making these games real.
I don't think a kid, a three-year-old, would be able to fucking
maybe
pull back
he
a
shot
hammer
her.
Or pull back a thing.
Maybe he shot her.
Maybe there was already one in the chamber and it was already cocked and ready to fire.
Maybe
too.
He put it up to her head and held it and was like this, honey. No, not like that. Like this. Hit her. Displaying the gun alongside the Wii controller, he said, quote, "You can see by the comparison of the toy weapon and the real weapon that there's little chance a three-year-old would differentiate between the two. If you have a live handgun with a toy that looks the same, for parents, some bells and whistles need to go off. You think?" Oh, my Christ. Anyway, fucking retarded, isn't it?
Yes, very.
Moving on, San Francisco. This one's a little drug-related story here. San Francisco officials Tuesday ordered the shutdown of all drug testing at the police crime lab amid allegations that a former technician stole and used some of the blank she was supposed to analyze.
Cocaine!
Absolutely fucking cocaine!
Woo!
She stole it and then analyzed it herself, if you know what the fuck I mean. Deborah J. Madden,
yep,
60,
good shit. That's cocaine.
Of San Mateo, officially retired this month. Yeah.
Forcefully retired.
Right. An investigation linked her to missing drugs in at least six cases in the latter part of 2009. She left her job as of December 8th and has recently been in treatment for drugs and alcohol and other unspecified health issues. Officials discovered that the evidence was missing during a crime lab audit conducted in December. That review was triggered when other technicians suspected someone had been stealing evidence, and a supervisor noticed apparent tampering with the packaging of drug evidence.
You don't like, steal the evidence,
it's
okay?
Like when you sneak into your parents' liquor cabinet.
Maybe the stuff that got confiscated from someone, but not like the evidence in an ongoing court case type deal.
Well,
you know?
Right, but I think this is like storage, not like this is an ongoing thing. Like, well, we had Exhibit A. And the tech's like, yeah, I don't know where that went. I gotta get out of here, man. Do you feel that? Oh, fuck. But what I was gonna say is, it's like when you steal liquor from your parents and you put water in it to make
it
match
like
the
I
line.
Can't taste that.
She's in there putting like flour in there to make it, you know? Like, that's silly. Just ask. Right. You're a cop. I guess you're not a cop. You're a lab tech, but still, you know.
Still.
Let's see here. Officials discovered it was missing, of course, a tampering. Quote, "We're being very, very cautious here," this guy said, the police chief, Gascon, calling the matter disappointing, but stressing that the department is going out of its way to be transparent and to make sure any improprieties, sound it out, Junior, are limited to the one former employee. Quote, "It puts the hard work of every other employee of the crime lab into question." Yep, the chief said, adding that the department will bring in outside agencies to do a thorough review of the drug testing section of the crime lab, which had two technicians at the time Madden worked there. Yeah, you mean internal affairs being the outside? Like, no shit. That's gonna go down because you fucked up or your employees fucked up.
Well, you know,
that happens. Could you do that?
Hell of a drug.
Could you be around those drugs and not fuck up like that?
If I'm getting okay, she's a lab tech for obviously a police
Frisco PD, right?
She's getting paid probably some very good money to be doing this job in the first place. I think that, you know, I've got a good job. I'm making good money. I've got, you know, probably good benefits.
So you're saying
401k.
You're just going to go buy your own.
Right. I don't
want
to
keep the job.
Up. Yeah, I don't want to fuck up my awesome job just because there's some coke in front of me. I'll go buy my own with my paycheck that I'm getting from this fucking police department. Duh.
And your own is probably going to be a lot better than that shit.
Right. Because you'll go to him and be like, look, if you don't fucking give it to me, I'll turn your ass in, you know?
Yeah, I know, right? And
who
that's
are they
going
to believe, me or you?
Oh. Nolly's Undead says, good pay or not, it's free coke. That is a good point.
Good point.
And as we all know, cocaine is the hell of a drug.
Yes, well, you do that free coke, and then you have no more money to ever get.
And no job now, right. And you're probably going to go to jail.
And you're probably not going to be able to get another job because of the fucking news story that went out about you.
Yeah, probably
you know,
not.
Oh, you were that chick. Yeah, no, we're not hiring. But yeah, you're Walgreens. I know we're not hiring.
You're ineligible for rehire forever, everywhere. Yeah. When you fuck around like that, absolutely. So in her job, Madden was supposed to vouch for the weight and purity of seized drugs, but instead used the cocaine, they said. That's so funny. Yep, it's pure. Man, I can't feel
That's
my face.
Fucking coke.
That's so like, awesome. Oh, we have, like, machines
oh, you
want that
me to
test
put it,
it
in something?
Oh, oh, I see. At my old lab, we used to just do it, and that was how we tested. You guys have machines that do that? Should have had a V8. Fuck me.
God.
All right. Anyway, that it just kind of goes on and explains like what all else she was doing, stuff like that. But we're going to move on here. Got another drug-related story. This is pretty awesome. Columbus, right. Ohio. An Ohio death row inmate has been placed on suicide watch. Okay. Now, he's on death row, which means...
he's going to be executed.
Right. But... we're going to place him on suicide watch.
Because we're afraid he's going to kill himself before we get to do it.
After overdosing on prescription pills 2 days before he was scheduled to be executed by lethal injection.
Just leave him alone.
Jackpot.
Just let him OD.
I don't understand.
At least he'll die high.
First of all, you're in jail. Where did you get prescription drugs from and enough to OD on?
Could be
second
hiding
of
them in
all,
your lip and then
you're
take them all later.
On death row and not the records like Dre and Suge back in the day. You're going to die, and now we're spending more money putting you on suicide watch? Are you fucking kidding me? Why didn't they just kill him right then and there? Because it has to be done all proper. Uh-huh. We have to do it, you know, nicely and humane. Why?
Well, Texas is like the one of the only states that still uses the electric chair.
Because we have money to fucking blow, obviously, because we're in such great times right now, you know. Fucking ridiculous.
Well,
Lawrence Reynolds Jr. was scheduled to be executed on Tuesday for the 94 murder of him neighbor in Akron. Nice. I believe his was the word you were looking for.
Probably.
Carlin Miller, you fucking idiot. Calling out everybody tonight.
It's so nice.
Carlin de Guerin Miller that wrote this article. His is the word you were looking for, not him. Anyway, his neighbor in Akron, Ohio, and was under a 72-hour watch, which is routine for inmates scheduled for execution. When guards checked on him Sunday evening, they found him unconscious on the floor of his cell, where they should have put him in a body bag.
Zipped it up and call it good.
Zipped it
but
up.
No, they gotta take and waste more fucking money on somebody who's gonna die the next day to take him to the hospital and pump his fucking stomach.
We gotta bring him back to life.
Make
so
sure
then
he's okay.
We can make sure he's okay, so then we can kill him humanely.
Thank you so much for wasting my tax dollars on
well,
something
not
that
ours,
fucking pointless.
But Tim's tax dollars from Distorted View, he lives there, absolutely.
Well,
and
I mean,
Chickadee's,
it hurts all of
Chickadee's
us.
Chickadee's tax dollars, well, I know, I'm being stupid, but yeah, it's ridiculous, right?
We yeah, bring Beer him back. Bear says he was last heard saying, "You can't fire me, I quit."
Absolutely.
But seriously, like, he's trying to OD, and he's due to be fucking executed in, like, 2 days. So what do
you know
do?
What that's
you fucking
called?
Waste our money and take him to get rehabilitated or whatever, and then you kill him.
You know what that's called?
Idiocy.
A loophole.
A loophole. He's like, I'm going to buy some more time. Watch this.
Yeah. Prison system spokeswoman Julie Walburn said Tuesday that the 43-year-old admitted taking an overdose of a drug that had been prescribed for him. The drug and why it was prescribed were not disclosed, of course. Prison investigators are looking into how Reynolds was able to stockpile the prescription pills without being detected and are also exploring whether he had any visitors prior to the overdose. And we're going to go ahead and execute him March 16th now. So we just want to make sure he's doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everything's fine. How you feeling today? You feeling okay, baby? You doing okay? You need any more little pilly willies? Everything fine? It's your baby, baby. Are you okay?
Why is he on death row?
Can we do anything?
What's his charges? Is it
murder?
Adult murder?
1994, he murdered his neighbor in Akron, Ohio.
In 1994, and you're just now getting around.
I know. It well. See,
why
we all
do you keep them around
it.
So long?
Check
this
it.
Is why we're in a fucking deficit. This is why we owe everyone money, because we're keeping these people in prison that you know are going to be on death row, and you sentence them to death, but you keep them in prison for like 10 years.
Well, see, we had to vote on it, and everyone voted yeah. So then we had to vote on it again, and we've been voting on it for the last 15 years. I mean, we keep saying yes, but, you know, we just need to make sure. Okay?
Okay.
Isn't that amazing?
It's so annoying.
It blows my fucking mind right out of the water. Just blows
it. It pisses me off.
It takes out my mind.
It's like you wonder why we're fucking in this fucking shithole of a damn recession, and
yeah.
You take a look at this type of shit.
But yeah, it pulls out my mind's dick, and it just blows it.
No, but it's like that does not help our economy at all. Thank you.
Moving on. You know how the other day I was talking about how all senators are gay? Some of them just may not know it yet.
Right.
Well, this isn't a senator. I may just expand that to all government officials. I don't know. But former Representative Eric Massah of New York Democrat resigned his seat Monday amid a sexual harassment investigation. He went on TV to defend himself, which never ends well. It reminds me of that Little Britain skit where the dude and his family's there and he's all like, and I inadvertently slipped while taking a wee and landed on the bar. Like how he Al accidentally was cheating on. I love that skit.
That was great.
So by his wife, his kids are just there like, again,
I'll stay with you because you have a lot of money.
The first one they did of that, like, because it's kind of an ongoing series if you start from the beginning and watch. Like, the very first one was so funny because you had no idea what was going to happen, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh man, you were having gay sex.
No.
So, he's a Democrat in New York. He's been the subject of investigation into allegations of sexual harassment of his staff. Like, not his staff, like,
right,
down
right.
here.
Staff,
but like,
people that work for
right,
him.
Right. Okay, good. Just wanted to clarify.
You got it?
He resigned his seat late Monday, went on Fox News, where him and Glenn Beck had a good, solid cry for probably an hour. I just love my country. Oh, God. That's my Glenn Beck impression.
All right.
I say not as good as my Jon Stewart impression, but it's getting there. Quote, I did nothing sexual. He was, the allegations are that he had sexually groped a staff member.
What does it matter? It'd be like I bumped into
it. Oh, excuse me.
Right?
My mistake. he says, quote, I did nothing sexual. I did things that were wrong. But hey, nothing sexual. I did some bad, wrong shit, but nothing sexual.
Okay.
We all have boobs. I mean, oh wait, this is gay, never mind. We all have staff, am I right or am I right?
Yeah.
There it was. But Massa 50 also said, quote, now they're saying I groped a male staffer. Yeah, I did. Not only did I grope him, I tickled him until he couldn't breathe, and four guys jumped on top of me, and my pants happened to not be on tight that day, and they happened to slip down, and one thing led to another, and next thing you know, I'm getting DP'd by my four top staff members. DP is double pen.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
But
you're looking at me like, DP.
I'm looking at you like you didn't just read that verbatim.
Yeah.
No.
No.
All right.
It was my 50th birthday. What the fuck? And it was kill the old guy. Oh, look. Joe, everyone jump on me now. Oh, look, my pants are off.
Anyway.
Right foot blue.
Please just read.
As the allegation surfaced last week, Massa, who is married, of course, declared that he would not run for re-election because of health concerns.
Uh-huh.
He later said he would resign immediately as rumors about his behavior swirled. Over the weekend, he took a more defiant stance, suggesting that the ethics investigation had been orchestrated by House Democratic leaders because he voted against their version of the healthcare overhaul in November. Right. they're making you gay. Oh, man. This, on top of that other shit, on top of some other shit, is why nothing ever gets done. And when it does, it ain't done the right way.
No.
That's for goddamn sure, you know?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Everyone, just calm down, okay?
Please. And stop fucking up.
Here's a report from Berlin. The Pope's brother said in a newspaper interview published Tuesday that he slapped pupils as punishment after he took over a renowned German boys choir in the 60s. And when I say took over, I mean got all up in. While they
Dude,
were like,
I was driving, check this out.
Dominos.
You just reminded me. I was driving on my way to go fishing today, and I was behind this black dude, okay? Like a black dude in Kalispell, Montana. Kind of weird. But, like, he was in this little white car, and he was all bobbing his head and shit, and I'm like, all right, whatever. And we start going, and I look at his license plate, and it says, up in ya.
Nice.
And then he cut me off, and I was pissed.
Of course.
Yes. I was like, what the fuck?
That's pretty sweet. He also said he was aware of allegations of physical abuse at an elementary school linked to the choir, but did nothing about it. The Reverend George Ratzinger, 86, said he was completely unaware of allegations of sexual abuse at the Regensburger Domsbatzen Boys Choir, part of a string of charges of sex abuse by church employees across Europe in recent days.
So he admitted to slapping him, is that it?
Sex abuse.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because back in the 60s, you could slap the fucking kids
school. Not on their ass while your dick is in their mouth, though.
Right, okay. I got slapped when I was a kid.
With a dick in your mouth?
No, with a ruler.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, fuck yeah.
I went
that's
to community
why,
Christian school. They beat the shit out of me.
That's why we behaved. Responding
that's
to accusations.
I hate Christians.
Okay. Responding to accusations that its policies encourage silence about the problem. Wait, I don't see a problem.
What?
The only problem is you're not bobbing my dick enough, son. Now get over here and sing.
Oh my god.
That's how it sounds.
I need to watch you give a blowjob. Because you would just make like the worst sounds and faces ever.
Shut up. you made me lose my spot. Thank you. So, yeah, there's just, of course, scandal sweeping church institutions in all these European countries. In Austria, the head of a Benedictine monastery in Salzburg admitted to sexually abusing a child decades ago and resigned, of course. Dutch Catholic bishops announced an independent inquiry into more than 200 allegations of sexual abuse of children by priests at church schools and apologized to victims. Hey, sorry. Sorry, we charged you retarded amounts of money so that you could put your child in our care, and then we fucked them. And when I say fuck them, I don't mean we took your money and didn't teach your child. I mean we fucked them. Full sex, priest cock, your child's asshole, full sex, we fucked him. Moving on.
Okay, thank you.
Can we, if you're a member or a leader of a church, I know it's hard, but stop fucking children. I'm just saying, doesn't look very good for your cause.
Nay.
That's all I'm saying.
Nay, it doesn't.
You don't
not.
See atheists going around fucking children. Well, I mean, you might, but not like in fucking.
Not like in the news.
Not
every other
at
day
fucking.
We turn around.
Not at fucking Sunday school. Not at the fucking private school parents pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to send their kids to, just so you can have free rein over their tight little buttholes. You fucking freaks. Jesus. Go get a prostitute like the rest of us have to. Shit. So, this is pretty awesome. I posted this picture at thejamhole.com/forums. A urinal based on President Bush is drawing some controversy.
All right.
Frisco, more than 90 years after Marcel Duchamp famously presented a urinal as a work of art, the trend continues, and it continues to draw controversy. This time, the fuss is about a urinal sculpted in the likeness of former president and huge D-bag George W. Bush.
Okay.
I would love to just take a big old fat deuce in that thing. It's cool looking. It's really cool looking.
Yeah.
Quote, it started kind of a joke as a joke, said Sorensen, the guy that made this. Sculptor Clark Sorensen is his name. He produces handmade homemade pieces in his studio garage in the Mission District section of San Fran. He says, I was working in porcelain, and I thought, what can I do with a urinal? He has produced urinals in the shape of orchids, lilies, and morning glories, but the design that has people talking is George W. Flush. That doesn't even make sense. A likeness of former President Bush with an oversized head and a wide open mouth. Oh, God, the things you could do to that. I'm just like, oh, my God. You could do so much cool stuff. Quote, this is in poor taste and disrespectful, no matter your opinion. What has happened to civilization? Why is everyone so filled with hate? Oh, I don't know, because he completely destroyed everything. Anything he tried to do to help, he totally fucked up. So I say we piss in him, you know? Fair's fair.
Okay.
You piss all over us, now it's our turn, right? Am I right or am I right? Come on. But not all of the posters disapproved, of course. Here, right on, well said, dead on. The urinal also drew strong reaction on Monsters and Money in the morning. Quote, what if someone invented one about Obama? Would it be hanging in the San Francisco toilet? Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? It's, oh, man. I thought
you
that
know,
was pretty
I don't
fun,
have
so.
A dick, but I would definitely squat to
oh,
piss in
that. Oh, fuck yeah.
I would sit in that naked and take pictures.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah. Well, speaking of the bathroom, last story I got for tonight. Beware, okay?
Okay.
Behave.
I'm being where.
Don't be gay. I mean, you can be gay.
Behave. I'm not being gay.
Beware.
I'm being haven. I'm being where.
If you're a guy... The wedding ring does not give you the okay to secretly videotape your wife disrobing in the bathroom. Okay?
Why?
Just because you're married. I know it should, right? Like,
why does that matter?
I got the dowry. I own her now. Oh, wait. We're not in the Middle East. My bad. We're
no, what
in
if,
America.
I mean, if you like videotape and then you're like, honey, look what I did. I totally caught you.
Yeah.
You
know? And then
like,
she
and
sues
funny.
The fuck out of you. And then who's laughing? Her and her
That's
lawyer.
Stupid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The State Court of Appeals has ruled that a spouse has a, quote, reasonable expectation of privacy when alone in her home bathroom. I say bullshit. If you're in here, I got free reign in your whole body. You work your body. I work your body. No?
No.
Okay. Quote, the spouse does not lose all claims to privacy through previously sharing some intimate information, activity, or viewing with the other spouse. Judge Doris Olson, who's Spenny, huge lesbian, wrote for a three-judge panel that included judges Terry J. Stoneburner and Matthew E. Johnson. Quote, even in marriage, consent can be bounded, the ruling said. Bullshit, once you get married, that is consent. And it lasts until you get divorced.
I mean, unless you're doing the whole rape thing, because that's still a no-go even if you are married.
Bullshit, I put a ring on it. Fuck it, it's mine.
Yeah, but like, fucking Ashley, she's married. Her husband tried to fucking kill her and her kids and is in prison. You think she wants to fuck that guy again?
Should have chose better, huh?
Oh, come on.
That's all I'm saying.
Well, she didn't find out until then. I mean,
So
he's in prison and shit. If he came back and were to, like, rape her and he's like, nah, she's my wife, it's cool. That's not cool.
Well, that's retarded, first of all. But I'm saying, like, if I wanted to fuck and you didn't want to and you weren't stronger than me, yeah, I'm going to rape you. I'll take it. It's mine.
You think you could rape me?
Shit.
Fuck you. I'll bite you.
Could or have. Come on. Who's with me? Yeah.
I'd be like, baby, me and my let me dick. Suck your dick. And then
me and my
done.
Dick, high five. Cobra 666 says, a ring is like a collar. And Nollies and Dead says, wifely duty is to give up that booty. That's absolutely correct. Thank you.
Cooking, cleaning, and vaginas.
And vaginas. Yeah. Perez 39 admitted that in 06 he created a hole through an adjoining closet to videotape his wife at their Princeton home. They were getting divorced. He also told police he was on meth at the time. Okay, so maybe in this instance, you know, you're getting divorced and you're high on meth. Yeah, I'd probably say okay. Quote, we weren't having sex anymore, and I did that for me, nobody else, he said. But he argued that his wife did not have a reasonable expectation of privacy in their shared home bathroom because they were married. The woman found 4 video clips on the home computer featuring her getting into the bathtub. She also found several other clips taken by Perez in public places attempting to film under women's skirts and shorts, according to the ruling. Perez was not charged in connection with those. You creepy fuck, okay? Those weren't your wives, were they? You weirdo. The fuck? You know you can just Google that stuff and find it? It's not like, man, I really need to see some good upskirt shots. I guess I'm going to have to break out the old mirror and hide a cam and go out into the town.
Ooh.
Like, fucking Google it, dude, you right? Fucking idiot. A judge convicted him in March of 08 and sentenced him to a year in jail. That sentence was stayed pending his appeal. His attorney, Craig Cascarano of Minneapolis, said today that they were, quote, extremely disappointed in the appellate court's decision. The intent of the law was to prevent some peeping Tom from looking at someone in a window or something like that. Cascarano said, well, if you've seen your wife naked on a number of occasions, how in the world does that apply to you? Well, because you were on meth and also making videos of other chicks. I think maybe that's how that applies to you. You know? That's all I'm saying. So, that's about it. Well, you got anything else? How are you? Are you still sick? Is your headache gone away? How are things?
You know,
are you
really
being stalked?
No, I'm not being stalked. I was really fucking sick for quite a while. I mean, like, for like a week with that head cold thing you and your brother decided to give to me.
I don't know what you're talking about. I had a little cough for like 2 days and that was it.
You were stuffed up and shit.
I was pretty fucking congested.
Yeah, so I ended up getting that and stuff, but you know, I got a wicked headache along with it, and I couldn't, like, everything else had stopped, but the headache would not go away. And then we found out, I think it's my glasses.
I said, maybe take off your new glasses, because I know that if you have glasses and they're not right, they will give you headaches. So I mentioned that to you, and you were like, you're an idiot, Matt, that's
stupid. I did not say that.
And then you took off the glasses.
I said, wow, I didn't even think about that.
I know.
So,
but so did it make it go away then?
Yeah, like I don't have a headache anymore.
So it had to be the glasses.
Yeah,
then.
I'm pretty sure. Tomorrow
I would be curious if you put them back.
That's
on
what I'm gonna do
to
tomorrow,
see how long.
Since I'll be off and I need to do my laundry and stuff, I got some Excedrin still. I'm gonna put them on tomorrow.
But
for a while.
Still, you gotta call that place because you spent a lot of money on those glasses.
I spent almost my
and
entire
for
tax
them,
return on.
Yeah, and for them to give you headaches, like they definitely need to fix that, like ASAP.
Yeah, and so like I get over that, and then like. Like, the next day, I wake up in the middle of the night and, like, shit my brains out. I don't know what the fuck is going on,
really?
Dude. Yeah, like, it started out all solid, like, normal poo.
Cobra then, like, says you need time to adjust. I wear glasses.
Yeah, I've been wearing glasses since I was 3. I know all about it. It's okay.
Hey, don't be a bitch.
No,
okay?
I'm just saying that,
he's
like,
not
I've
me.
Ran
he is not me. You can't be a bitch to him, okay? That's all I'm saying. Quit being a bitch.
Keep calling me a bitch to see if you get
I'm not
fucked.
Saying you're a bitch. I'm saying quit being one.
I'm going to kill you. No, I've been wearing glasses for a long time. I know how these things work. And I've been, you know, I know what to do with them. But anyway, so I fucking get sick and I'm like shitting my brains out and stuff. And like, I'm getting these horrible fucking stomach cramps with it. And while I'm in there taking a dump, I get really nauseous and stuff. And like today, like, I couldn't stay in bed. I ended up waking up at like 8 o'clock and I was up and I couldn't go back to sleep.
And today was your day off, isn't it?
Yeah.
And really? That's crazy. Usually you're out. Even on the weekends, like, I'm up at like 9 just fucking around and you're in there just crashed to like noon at least.
Yeah, when I have to work at 5,
Yeah.
And it's nice and I wanted to do that today, but I couldn't fucking go back to sleep because I'd lay down, I'd have these wicked stomach cramps and stuff. I need to get up and go to the bathroom again because I kept feeling nauseous.
Not on the rag or nothing?
No. Nothing, man. And so,
Having some good sex?
Yeah, and someone told me I could be pregnant, so that kind of pissed me off.
Someone said you could be subluxated.
Yes, they did also.
Maybe you need a chiropractor. I happen to know a couple.
Did they do abortions?
Probably not.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with it. So
that's funny.
And I'm just shitting my brains. I just got a weird kind of stomach thing going on. It'll go away in a couple days, I think. Or probably, hopefully by the time I have to go back to work on Friday.
Right. That would be helpful.
Dude, fucking Saturday I got to go to work. And I close on Saturday. And they scheduled a 50 top for like fucking 6:30 in the afternoon or 7 o'clock, something like that.
A 50?
50 people.
50.
50 people.
No
that
shit.
That I have to cook for and stuff. And then
crazy.
Our kitchen closes at 10 o'clock, right?
And Ollie says, is Danny going to have a giant dilated poop?
Probably. Probably
I
not.
I love that term, dilated poop.
Anyway, fucking. So my kitchen closes at 10 o'clock, okay? So I'm usually out of there by like 10, 15, 10, 20, right?
Absolutely.
They scheduled another 50 top for 10 o'clock that Saturday night.
For you?
Yeah. So I...
Oh! Sorry. That's fucked up.
Yeah, Burger, no, 50 is not really a big deal, but it's a big deal when
at
they're scheduled
o'clock,
to come in when I'm closing.
When you're supposed to be closing,
right,
getting
and
ready
it,
to go.
It's just basically
why would they do
our
that,
kitchen
though?
Is staying open just for them, and that's it.
Well, is it a private party?
Yeah.
Are you getting paid more than a dishwasher
no.
to cater it?
No.
Are you just going to wash dishes then?
No.
You should, and just be like, you know what? Fuck.
Then he'll bump me down to minimum wage. He'd be like, you want to be a fucking dishwasher? You get paid like one. And I'll be like,
that's
yeah.
what you're... Really?
Yeah, I asked him. I was like, dude, I don't feel like this stuff is, should be all my responsibility. And he's like, well, if you want to stand over there and do nothing but dishes, he's like, I can bump you down to minimum wage if that's what you want.
Did
and I
you
was
like
holy crap.
Did you remind him when he begged you to work there and that, hey, yeah. we're going to start you off as a dishwasher, but as soon as you learn your shit, you're getting bumped all the way to the top, baby.
Anyway, promotions are coming around pretty soon anyway because of the summertime, so I'm not
you
really...
You hope.
Well, it's in the air. It's they're talking about it quite a lot lately, and, you know...
I agree with Cobra. Not about the quit part, because you do need some sort of income, but a part about the it's a go-nowhere job. Absolutely.
This one, yeah, I can say that it is a go-nowhere job.
Who? Where else is hiring?
Famous Dave's.
Please keep saying their name. Thank you.
Yeah, well, what? I'd like to say their name. I don't work there anymore.
Okay.
It's fine. And they won't ever rehire me back.
Fuck them then.
But I do want to send in my resume
hey
for that
Dave.
Supervisor position that they have available.
Hey, Dave. Fuck you, buddy.
No. It's the GM at Dave's.
Thank
okay.
You.
Not anybody else.
Is that the one with herpes?
Yes.
Okay. Kay.
Anyway. Anyway, so yeah, that's going to be lovely on Saturday night. I mean, I won't get out of there till at least midnight. And if he schedules me to open the next day,
so you know what that you guys know what that means. Party at my house. Hey. Hey.
You idiot.
No.
Wow. Anyway. Well. Yeah, so I don't know. That's going to suck. I really hope he does me a solid and does not schedule me to
a
open.
A big dilated son.
Yeah. Because he does all that right. a lot. I close on Saturdays and I open on Sundays. I hope he doesn't do that to me this time because I'm not going to get out there till late.
That's a dick
Because they're all going to show up at like 10 after 10 or whatever.
Right.
And
by
then
the time
they're all
going
to sit there. It's going to take like a half an hour for them to order. And then yep. it's going to take me like 20 minutes to make all their shit.
Yep.
Depending on what the hell they order.
And then
to
clean
to buy
up.
The tickets, all of it crazy. Yeah. I'm going to have to break down everything. It's going to be ridiculous.
Big fun.
I don't know. Rather fucking be sick and stay home and shit my brains out.
Yeah, but you need to be making some money.
Yeah. I need to find a better job, so if anybody's hiring.
Yeah, right. If anyone wants her to come work there and then completely tear the place apart on this show and her Facebook and or Twitter account, yeah, give her a call.
No, if it's a good place.
No,
I'm
I know.
Not
I know. And every place that we've talked shit about has completely deserved it. So,
yeah. So, I no mean, worries. And you know what? I work. It doesn't really matter about what I talk about my job now. I mean, there's only certain people that I do not really care for there. And I don't say their names on the show. I don't really talk about them too much. And you know what? The people that I do work with mostly are really great people. Like, I tweeted the other day. I was like, you know, working with the right people can make my shift go, you know, smooth, like beautiful. And it's enjoyable when I work with the right people. Like, I don't mind doing what I have to do when I'm working with these people because they make it worth the while. It's not that big of a deal.
Right.
You know, if you have the right crew and you work
with them, if you're
going to
make it worth my time, I'm going to do a good job. But if it's like,
here,
fuck,
I'm going to stick you with this person that does nothing and you're going to do everything.
Well, and wage also.
Yeah.
Like, if you want us to give a shit, pay us to give a shit. Otherwise, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
It's just another fucking stepping stone on the way to greatness.
Yeah, so...
Because that's where I'm going. I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I'm going straight to greatness.
But there's another place opening up in town here that's, you know, coming up pretty quick. And I'm thinking about, you know, trying to apply for a management position there. And then, you know, there's a couple places. And Rose Hours is hiring. I could work with our creepy neighbor.
Nice.
Be cool.
Maybe he'll tell you all about allegedly... entering his dog from behind.
That's disgusting. Anyway, all right. So I'm done.
Good. Well, thank you.
How's work for you?
It's beautiful. Kay. Couldn't be better.
Kitty's laying on your stuff.
I see that. All right. Well, thank you guys, of course, for being with us Wednesday night show. We've had a blast, as always.
A blast.
Oh, you know what? There was something I wanted to read.
What?
It basically just said that Monday show was fucking hilarious, and there were tons of like laugh out loud, like it was just a brilliant show. So
I remember that.
That's what I was gonna mention, but yeah, thanks for that. So
I actually have it right here.
Read it real quick.
What is this? I will probably echo this in the forums, but I have to say episode 320.
I hadn't made the show notes yet.
Shut up. Why do you always talk over me?
Because I'm explaining.
You're getting worse and worse and
fuck
worse
you.
At that.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Anyway.
Period. Fuck you.
You've been doing that really bad lately. Anyway, episode 320 was a classic. You both should be proud of it. Lots and lots of classic lines worthy of being the epic title. or the episode title. Sorry, not epic. Good humor.
Sound it out. No, go ahead. Go ahead. All right, well, thank you guys so much for being with us.
Shut up. Just don't fucking interrupt me.
Then read it. Essay.
I'm not just saying it because my little contribution hit the vein for a few minutes. I think it is the first episode I have listened to twice in one day. There were plenty of laugh out loud moments each time, but enough of the ass kissing. I am not gushing all Android/Verizon over it. Keep it up. From Dr. Brendanos. No, wait.
Anyway, thank you guys so much
for
being with
us. Is that Dr. Brendanos?
Yes, it's
okay.
Great. Just leave it.
Thank you. I was like,
And now you see why she doesn't read stories. Email us info@thegemhole.com.
You try to always make fun of me, and I hate you for it.
That's what it's about. Make fun of me.
I'm not making fun of you.
I know. I'm just fucking with you.
Stop fucking with my reading. Don't talk over me, and don't call me a bitch and say I'm a crappy girlfriend. Fuck you.
Then be better.
No.
And I will love you more than I already do. Is that even possible? Is that humanly possible? If this was Legend of Zelda, I have like 12 heart containers and they're awful. Not like awful, like horrible, but all of them are full. TheJamHole.com is where all your shit's at. 406-204-4687. That's the number to call. Leave us a message, of course. The email, the Twitters, the Facebooks. Be my friend. Spy on me. It's good stuff. TheJamHole.com/YouTube/donate/store. Buy something, please. Other than that, I'm curious. Did the Scare Bears win dodgeball last night? I texted Tyler. He never answered me.
It's because he's sad.
That they lost?
Probably.
Oh, man. Well, we'll let you guys know on Friday. But yeah, we'll be back Friday for episode whatever the one plus after the number for this one is.
Oh, God.
And I love you all, and thank you for telling people about this fucking retarded thing we do here and reading the notes and going to the website and all that stuff. It helps us out putting together a press kit and all that. Real quick, I need from you guys before you all run away and leave. I need quotes about the show. You say something and then quote yourself saying it, write it down, send it to me, because I want to put that in the press kit. Like you guys being like, Matt and Danny are awesome, and anything they would tell me that is awesome to buy, I would totally buy it from this listener. Shit like that, okay? Something that I can show to people with all of these awesome numbers we're getting and be like, excuse my face, you want to give me money to say your thing and tell you guys
about it. Yeah, it just needs to look appealing to them to be like,
stuff
yeah,
like that, you
I
get
want
it.
You to talk about my product, because they're
exactly
all going to buy it.
That's woo right. So, we'll see you guys Friday. Peace.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.